The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our most lovely planet.
Yes.
Welcome to Being Here.
That's pretty amazing. You know, this is the only planet where we know there's life in all the universe.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure there must be more, but that's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
what a miracle.
The miracle of life and the opportunity to be more than a rock so we can understand or at least appreciate it.
And that includes the miracle of aging.
That's true. It's all part of it. Okay, here we go.
The topic for today
on being
drum roll, caring for your parents and loved ones as they age.
And I hate to say it, but we are all aging.
It's true.
But before we talk about aging, let's talk about listening.
Listening.
Listening can add years to your life.
Absolutely.
Because if you listen, you will be there for what's happening in your life rather than lost in your thoughts about whether you agree or disagree with what they're saying. Now, this is especially true with aging parents and aging friends.
You know, I know sometimes when you're dealing with people who are aging, and oftentimes that includes infirmities, listening to them and listening to their complaints about what's happening in their bodies can be difficult. But if you stop and listen to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective, many things happen. First of all, it can transform so that they feel better about themselves. You take away the concern, and if you resist it, here's the first principle coming. If you resist what's being said, you often come away feeling older and depleted, and they feel less well, and you feel less well, and a complaint climate creates. Because what you resist
persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
That's and repeats itself.
That's right. Persists.
Yes.
So that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you say no to, like you don't want to deal with, you get stuck with. And that's especially true with aging parents.
You know, and second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment, and that includes your parents and your loved one. They can only be exactly as they are in any given moment as well. All circumstances in your life can only be as they are in this moment of time.
And that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. And the third principle is anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is without judging it completes itself quickly. In an instant. But you can't see something to get it to complete itself. Because that's change. That's that first principle. Because if you're trying to get it to go somewhere, you're already resisting how it is. And we're talking about including how it is and being okay with how it is, even if you're not okay with how it is.
You know, I looked at something that's happened for...
I know that's confusing.
...my parents as they age.
Yes.
Their scope of interest has narrowed.
Absolutely.
And so when we speak, there are only certain things that they have in general, not always, but in general, an interest in talking about.
But, you know, you're right. And if you don't personalize it, it's a wonderful thing.
It is. I have learned more about how to make bread, about the ingredients in my mom's soups, about watering the garden, about where they shop. And I don't resent any of it. I actually adore listening to what they have to say. It's our way of connecting.
But the thing is, most of us as children want our parents' attention. We want them to care about us and how we're doing and if we're raising our children right or not. But we want their attention still, even though they reach an age where they don't have the attention span to afford to give you any more attention. And that's when it's time for you to become the adult in the relationship, the parent.
Yes. A lot of you all are still locked in going for their approval or disapproval,
right,
depending on which way you swung in your childhood. And sometimes you do a little of both.
Well, I noticed that with my in-laws, I have stopped withholding loving them for transgressions against me when we first got together because they were not in favor of our marriage.
And, you know, as people get more...
But they don't remember that now.
No, they don't, which is really quite lovely. And and what's wonderful is that Shia's relationship with my parents does not have to be sour for holding against them something they don't even remember they did. And I guarantee you that is a wonderful schematic for people with their parents.
You know, I talk about forgiveness and forgiving your parents for how they were, forgiving yourself for how you were in the past. I realize that I have to walk my talk here because, you know, like my in-laws did not embrace our wedding. They put up with it and were hoping that it wasn't going to last forever.
Now, mind you, our memory, the movie of what happened at our wedding, was recorded from our point of view. We absolutely didn't record all the things we did to bug them.
That's true.
All the ways we were unaware, all the ways I may have given them mixed messages that made them concerned for me.
Right.
All of the different things that as a kid I was unaware I was doing. 24, I was still a kid. 26, I was still a kid because that's how old we were when we got married. So one of the things that happens as your parents or loved ones age, if you have any incompletions with them, they will get amplified at this time. So it's a really good time to step up and forgive yourself for having been a child and forgive your parents for anything they may or may not have done. Chances are your memories...
For being children in large bodies who had pressures on them to feed and house and clothe their family, and life was not kind back then. Life is still not kind, and it can be from time to time when you surrender to your life.
You know, I make an assertion here. Your parents didn't do such a bad job. You know how I know?
You're listening to our radio show.
And you wouldn't have the clarity, the presence of mind to even think to tune into something like this if they didn't give you a great starting point, regardless of your story.
That's
about
right.
What they did or didn't do for you.
Right. And your story, of course, was put together by a child very long ago.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
We do. Sandy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Where are you calling?
Hi. I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Oh, right. We get to see you tomorrow. Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg.
I am so excited.
And then the weekend is a life full of joy. Every moment counts.
It certainly does.
So we're excited to see you there, and we're excited. Hey, everybody who's coming, we're excited to see you as well.
And it's not too late to sign up still.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love that you brought up the subject of how to care for your parents when they grow old, because it's not something that I would have thought of to ask, but when I saw this topic, I was like, this is something that's been going on in my family. My sister and I have for years, and my parents aren't very old. My father's just turned 70 this year. And still it's a subject that keeps coming up that, you know, what are we going to do when you know, they're old and one of them gets sick? Because neither of us want to move back home, to live, you know, in that area. We don't, you know, it's a...
Where do they
yeah,
live?
We just, they live in Germany in a very small town, and it's got a culture of a lot of people, you know, people talking behind each other's backs.
And, oh, it's right. A normal small town, in other words.
Yeah. And people, you know, my mother's, her neighbor, or my parents' neighbors, they have their children nearby. Most people in the town have their children nearby, and my mother is, she misses that. She wishes we could be closer. It's like, I don't know, in miles, probably, that's something like 400 miles from where I live to where they live.
Right.
Yeah, and my sister lives here in Munich as well. So, and we have our lives here. But we want to be able to take care of our parents later if, you know, if one deceases
well,
earlier. Well,
it's time to start taking care of your parents now, not later. And how you do that is call them when you know they need to be called.
Mm-hmm. Before you know they need it.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, like, intuitively that they need it, give them a call. If you think of your mom or dad, give them a call.
Or mm-hmm. drop them a note, or I know you have a lovely store. There may be something, you know, little something that you see and think of your mom, and to send it to her. Things that let her know
that
you care and she's front and present.
Absolutely. You know, something really magical happened with my parents this year, actually. I was in great resistance to them.
Yes.
And,
Oh, you mean you were a normal kid?
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, you know, my parents are terrible people, and I'm really embarrassed about them. And I just fell in love with them. I see their greatness. And, I guess it was we put a photo album together for my father for his 70th birthday, and you could just see their love for their kids and the elegance of my mother and all these things that I never saw. You know, I always thought they were terrible people.
It sounds like you got stuck in the teenage years. You know, because when you're about 6, 7, or 8, you look up to them and they're like, for most children, it's like
you ask them
a question, they're your heroes, you're looking forward to talk to them, and then there's something that happens, and it's slightly different times for different children, but for sure in the teens and the preteens where we get an attitude.
Where we get embarrassed for how our parents talk or dress or look.
Or, oh, my God, my friends walked in, and I'm in a restaurant with them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, that's what I...
Yeah, and then most of us don't re-examine it. I think it's very wonderful that you were clear enough to see what you were looking at when you put together the album.
I'd like to take credit.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to, but I can't. It's really you. But I can take credit in that we lead the workshops that you've used to discover how to reconnect with your parents in such a way that you can fall back in love with them.
Absolutely. Yes, you can take that credit.
Yeah, I can take the credit for leading the workshop, but you take the credit for joining us because we've been doing workshops for 25 years, and a lot of people haven't joined us.
Mm-hmm.
You have. You've gone the distance, and you go a distance. How far is it from Munich to Hamburg?
It's about 800 kilometers, I don't know, 600 miles, maybe like
600
that?
600 miles? That's a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great. You're making an investment in the quality of your own life by doing that.
Yes, and I can't tell you how much the quality of my life has improved.
You don't have to. I knew you back when.
Yeah. Yeah.
In regards to your parents... It's interesting how you say getting old when we're talking about their aging. There's just something about how you hold old.
Because I'm past your father's age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, I thought, oh, I'm getting old.
So you're holding them, first of all, in a certain way. They may as well. But in regards to your concerns about what will you do when it's time, the more you think about that now, the more likely you are to make decisions that are not in their best interest or in your best interest, because it's not here yet. As it actually approaches in reality, the way becomes clear. You can't know what roads to take when you haven't traveled the road yet.
So you're looking at a road map, trying to figure out what the scenery looks like. But it may not be that way when you get there.
Definitely. Back to what Ariel said earlier, by taking care of them now or just being with them now, I can really see that that is, you never know what could happen, you know? And it's just to enjoy them and let them enjoy me. For a change.
Yeah, or let them know that you care about them. That's right. That they were successful as parents. See, you are living a successful life. You've got a great little shop. Your kids are doing well. Your boyfriend is doing well. You're doing well.
You know, we have to take a break, Sandy. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
We're talking about caring for your parents and loved ones as they age.
As we all do.
I really love where we were ending up there at the last segment, Sandy, where you're talking about allowing your parents to have a chance to enjoy you. I used to feel a little conflicted also because I live on the East Coast of the United States. My parents lived on the West Coast, and my sisters live on the West Coast. And in me, I had some internal pressure that I should be there. And what I find is that as I go about living my life fully and I allow my parents to share in my successes, they are so happy for me here, living this life here, and they feel not conflicted that I'm not there with them and I take the time to go and visit. And interestingly enough, this year I planned my visits, and they didn't want to see me quite as soon. They had other things they would prefer to do.
They still have their own agendas and ideas.
And they're like 87 and 88. I did not take it personally. I didn't hurt myself with it at all. I timed it around what felt like fun for them, and it was wonderful.
That's beautiful. You know, I have a feeling that you're also keeping a connection going between you and your parents, because I can see that happening right now between my parents, even though it's a long distance, but there's still a closeness and a connection that is possible, even though we live far apart.
Yes.
And
I would bring awareness to the pre-programming we have that says 70 is old. There was a symposium last month in New York City with people getting together talking about still being relevant and having things to offer in the way of business after the age of 80.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not doing physical labor, a lot of people in their 80s and 90s actually are very wise and have a lot to offer, but people tend to relegate them to a side track as if they have nothing left to offer. My mom was talking about that this year, in that she didn't make Thanksgiving dinner, which is traditionally in the United States, with turkey. And she realized that she had a lot to offer to people in the kitchen, people who'd never done baking or cooking or whatever, and she felt a little sad that nobody was asking her at the time. She has recently gone out and she has mentored people in how to read. She was the foreman of a grand jury, which meant she sat and listened to law cases for a month. My mom's in her late 80s. Your ideas of old will age you and age your parents.
My father worked till he was 93. So, you know.
I think there's a lot of life left in them. That's just
that's
my
right.
hit.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're really very, very active, and they're actually very young in their way. So, yeah.
Good. So don't put them up on the shelf just yet, okay?
That's right.
Very cool.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
You're
excellent.
Welcome.
We launched our book last month, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, a Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage. And by the way, there was lots of different components in there about relating to your parents, not necessarily as they age, but as you age so that you can age well. We found out recently we won the gold medal for the Mom's Choice Book Awards for Relationships and Marriage, best book on relationships and marriage. We're very proud of it. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, go out and get one.
Yeah.
It really, really makes a difference. We have another caller.
We do. Mac, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi. How's your mom?
She's doing great. She's doing just great. She's down in Virginia, and we live up in Connecticut, and we talk often, and she's really doing great. In fact, I talked to her the other day, and we were talking about you. She sends her regards.
Well, thank you.
Please send them back.
I will. I was also I was looking at the podcast that we did way back in 2009.
Yeah, we were looking at that, too. If you guys who are listening, on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, we have a lot of archived videos. And there's one with Mac back from November 2009 when he was wrestling with his emotions around his mom aging.
I looked at it, and so much has changed since then. It's a different relationship. She was 88 back then. She's 91 years old now. And I looked at that, and I was just saying, it's just not my reality. What was my reality back then? I'm not resisting her. And the title of the podcast was The Grace to Be Yourself. Her name is Grace, and that is so true. I mean, allowing her just to be who she is and listening to her and my allowing myself to be who I am and being with her, it's just been magic. It's just been magic.
Well, you know, as I was watching it today, and I was impressed with all of us way back then. You know, I thought everybody was articulate, so it was kind of fun. But I realized that sometimes we can get concerned with, for instance, a parent who's aging, to save us from something current in our lives.
That's true.
And at that time in your life, Mac, I don't believe you were as
proactively going for your life.
No, I wasn't. I was in a routine of second guessing myself and doing busy work and not really having a direction, complaining a lot, blaming it on other people, and it was everywhere, and that's just not happening these days.
Right. So at that time, being concerned about your mother was a convenient pastime.
It was, and it was a diversion from other things. I mean that I could be doing. And it was, I was taken when I was looking at the podcast of how back then I did blame how I felt on her and resisted how she was feeling. And it was very strange actually to see it because it's just not the way it's working these days. And it was,
well, I'm really glad it's not working that way anymore.
Me too.
Well, you know, what's lovely too is, you're obviously an adult, if your mother is in her 90s, that you can have that kind of transformation as an adult. People tend to stay the same, and that you can look at your life and see it honestly and have your life transformed so your relationship to yourself and your relationship to your mom is totally unrecognizable from that person you were then is quite wonderful.
And it's just the word that comes to mind to describe it is it's just very sweet. And it's we talk two or three times a week, and it's not long conversations, and it's not something I do with a routine. But I'll know she's thinking about me, or I'm thinking about her, and I'll pick up the phone and call her, and just say, call to give you a hug. And sometimes it's just 3 or 5 minutes, and it's that's all it takes. She tells me about her day, and. And our kids have picked it up. We have two kids that live out in Boulder, Colorado, and they call her every now and then. And then she tells me about that. And it's just there's an aliveness about her now that she didn't have back when she was 88. And the relationship between us, the aliveness just wasn't there like it is now. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, who do you think is responsible for that?
What?
You're more alive.
Yeah, well,
she is a reflection of how you're going about your life.
Right. Well, it's, yeah, well.
Did you listen to the, go ahead.
Most people don't want to take responsibility for how their life is a reflection of how they're being.
Well, did you listen to the last segment with Sandy?
I did, yes.
Unbeknownst to her before that conversation, she was requiring her parents to get old.
Right.
Because you have an expectation of old. And in that video, you were upset that your mother was getting, quote, old, rather than meeting her for who she is now, you were comparing her ability to get around to what she was like when you were a kid. And so the seriousness with which you were meeting her did not allow her to be effervescent.
Right. Right. Well, thank God and thank you for having the seminars and things that you do put on, because I can really say that but for what I've learned and how I approach life generally and how I can approach my mother now, it never would have happened. I did not have the context or the experience or the knowledge or whatever it is that it takes to have the relationship that I have with my mother. Without those, I mean, it's so. Thank you. I mean, it's been incredible.
You know, one thing, Shai, and I admire about you and your wife, Mac. You invited your kids to come with you to Cambridge, and to a course that we led there this summer. And while they were there, they both registered to come with us for our intensive in Costa Rica. And
our immersion courses in Costa Rica.
They're coming there with you, and they're delighted to be spending time with you and with your wife. And I think that's really unusual for
18,
young people who are in their 23, 21-year-olds. It's just not heard of.
It's very exciting. The Cambridge experience for us as a family was just not describable. It was just absolutely wonderful. But a lot has happened to them since then, and you know, we've been doing seminars for years, and the kids have kind of grown up around the community, and they know you and they know people there. But it's theirs. It's theirs as much as it is ours. I mean, the way they live into their lives, and it's just beautiful. And the way they have their relationship with their grandmothers and us, and it's just very special. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's very special. Now I have a question.
Yeah.
I know you shared some great things with us today. Did you have any questions? You may not have. I'm just checking.
I don't. I mean, I went back and looked at the podcast, and it is so very, very different from the last time. And I think the secret is, and what we were talking about then and now too, is just allowing her to be who she is, and allowing myself to be who I am, and just meeting her where she is and loving her for who she is now, and being thankful for just being grateful. And it's so I really don't have any questions.
You know, I watched today. Also, we have this series in there that we did at the beginning called Experts in Transformation. And we were asking you questions about your expertise with your parents aging at that time. And I thought that you gave really great advice to people, even back then, even though you were currently wrestling with things yourself. You advised people to expect the unexpected.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, that's very true.
And that you know, your mom didn't show up the way you expected, and to be able to meet what was actually there as opposed to try to force her to be a way that makes you be more comfortable.
Right.
Because we've often seen people who've encouraged their parents to move out and move into assisted living before they were
ready
or interested in moving, because the children would feel more comfortable, not because the parents would be more comfortable.
Right, right. I mean, she's 91, but she still has determination and a will and needs, and I think meeting her where she is has been the secret. She's still got a lot to give, and she's enjoys giving it.
That's great.
You know, I think you've kind of said one of the biggest gifts that any of the listeners here can have for people they know and love that are aging, and that is to listen to them so that they are allowed to give. Because when you are allowed to give, you stay young at heart.
Right, right, right. Very cool.
It is very cool. Well, thank you very much for calling in today, Mr. Mack.
Thank you.
And it's lovely, lovely. And by the way, you may already know this, and you may actually be registered. I don't know. The next course that we're doing in New York City is living a complaint-free,
drama-free
life. It's October 26th through 28th. I just wanted to take a moment to invite everybody. It's going to be a joyous event, and I'm excited about it.
I'm sure I'll see you there.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. So we need to take a break.
That's right. We do.
But we have more to come, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking about caring for your parents and loved ones as they age, and what we want to talk about now is sharing this show with people, because our perspective allows people to start their lives newly and freshly each day, and so there's a whole possibility available for you and your friends. But if your friends don't know we exist, please share the show.
You know, if you create a network of people with well-being, then if you fall off center, the net around you can catch you, and it makes it so much easier to find your center again. So, yeah, share the show.
We have another caller.
Let's take her.
Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I've been really enjoying listening to the show. I actually was just down in Florida with my mom, who's 88, who had an incident and ended up in the hospital, and I flew down there and I stayed with her. So this was a very timely topic for me. Yeah. I have the question that I have is, I have a brother and a sister and grown nieces and nephews and extended family members who were with me down in Florida, and the drama that was created was more challenging for me than dealing and caring for my mother, who is actually fine now.
But when you say the drama that was created, what do you mean? Give us some details so we can get a picture of what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, my sister-in-law was ready to take my mom out of her apartment, where she's really happy and very independent in her living style, into assisted living, and they were just ready to, you know, move her and to do things without consulting her and talking with her. Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's a big thing. Oftentimes, and particularly people who have incompletions with their parents, and so even if it's your sister-in-law...
Your sister-in-law could very easily have incompletions with your mother because...
She's the mother-in-law.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how when a person might get infirm, like their hip might get broken or they may need a knee replacement or something happens, that suddenly people think they have no adult life left, that they don't have wishes that need to be respected and a full life that needs to be respected. I mean, there did come a time with Shia's mother that it was really important that she no longer had the car keys because
right.
She wasn't able to take care of a vehicle.
She got out of the car, left the door open, thought she put it in park, but put it in reverse, and the door rolled over her and knocked her down. Now, luckily, she wasn't badly hurt, and nobody else was hurt, but that was the end of her driving a car.
It was a good lever or excuse to be able to...
Well, I remember the end of your grandmother's driving a car she drove it up a telephone guide wire.
She balanced the car on the guide wire.
Oh, no.
And that was actually the, you know, and I see my sister, for instance, who lives a couple hundred miles from my parents or a distance from my parents, if they want to travel up to visit her now, she either drives down and gets them, or she'll take a train down and they drive back together. They can handle the ride, but she's more comfortable and they're happy with it. They love the company, so it all works. There's a balance and an appropriateness that doesn't happen when you're not centered with yourself.
Right, that's the whole thing. See, I'm sure your sister-in-law and brother aren't... I've not met them, but if I tune into their universe, they're not centered in themselves. They worry about the future. They're lost in future worry rather than being present in their current circumstances. And so they're not going to make excellent choices about what to do with your mother because they're off worrying about a future that hasn't arrived yet.
That's so accurate. I was so glad to be down there. And
Yeah.
I mean, working with you guys, it's been such a gift because I was able to stay centered. I was able to listen to my mother, and she was quite brilliant in telling me what she needed and what was going on with her. And we just worked as a team. We worked as a team.
That's
right.
And
it was wonderful.
See, something's happened for you. You're not a child anymore. You're not her child anymore. You're still her child, but you're her friend.
Exactly.
And
I was thinking about that.
And you listened to her. And your brother and sister, or is it sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law and my sister, actually.
And
she was down there,
sister. Okay. So you've got, they don't listen to her like she's a friend. They're still having completions with her from their childhood, which you've managed to allow to dissolve.
Yeah. It's been great.
I have to underline, every show, if you've listened to our show, you know we start by talking about listening. Listening is the key to well-being. Listening is so key. And obviously we know you, Ellen, and we saw you after you came back from being down with your mom. I've never seen you look so radiant and beautiful. And I caught sight of you, and I was like, who is that? It was like,
wow. Yeah. There's a three-dimensionality to you, a presence to you that has been elusive. We've seen it come and go over the years, but in fact, it's really there now.
You know, in this November 2009 video with Mac, and I really recommend people see it because he was really conflicted at the time about his mom, we talk in there about those child toys, you know, the pinwheel where it's on a stick and you blow on it and it spins.
Mm-hmm.
About how really his concern wasn't for his mom. She was just the current circumstance that was like the wind blowing his pinwheel of worry. And so really that's what was happening for your in-laws and for your sister-in-law, for your brother, for your sister. The stress or the current of this particular circumstance just blew across their dramatic nature.
Yeah.
Their tendency to complain and have drama, which used to be a lifestyle for you.
Right, right.
And I don't see you fighting that lifestyle anymore. I see you've brought awareness to it.
And awareness is this great completer of things. So it's not like you've stopped worrying or stopped trying to stop worrying. Worrying just stopped.
Yeah, I would just listened and was there for what was showing up. And there was such a contrast between nature and my family's nature, but that was okay, too. There was an okayness with me and being with them as well.
Right, and they were okay being the way they were, but you were aware of this vast
divide
between the two of you.
Yeah, it was really wild.
Not a divide that rejects their way of being. It's a divide in that you're calm in turbulent circumstances, and they are very disturbed in the same circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's interesting? I don't hear you judging them for that. And that's probably why you came back so centered. Because if you were to judge them for being so dramatic and blowing things into a huger proportion than what the situation called for, then you would come home like them. When you resist something, you turn into it. And you used to do that. You'd come home and there'd be a whine in your voice.
I definitely used to do that. I definitely did. I remember that. But it was so different this time. It really, the principles of transformation were like my right there with me, and they were my best friends.
Yeah, you don't know. You really don't need those principles of instantaneous transformation when you're on an even keel. But when life throws you a curve, boy, they are really
They are like a keel for your boat. They straighten you back up when a wave hits you.
Yeah. It's true.
And life has that tendency, because life doesn't come at us the way we prefer. It comes at us the way it does. And then the game is to look and see what's needed without panicking, because panic kills.
Yeah. I actually stayed with my mom when she came out of the hospital. She was doing great and getting strong every day, but I could see my mind going to, what if she blacks out and her blood pressure, will I be able to handle, the graveness of this? And I that's my mind talking to me. Nothing of that nature is happening right now, so it brought me right back to, the situation, which was fine, but I was worrying. I saw my tendency to go into like a future situation.
Worry?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the future doesn't get here until it does. So I'm very proud of you keeping yourself present to the truth of your situation rather than your mind's. See, and mind is a survival machine, so it goes to the worst possible scenarios. So you can survive, or your family can survive, and so it plays up the worst possibilities rather than you'll be able to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found is anything that comes up in your life, you can deal with if you're there for it.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is we often talk about it on this show. We talk about it in our workshops. We talk about practicing being in the moment. And it strengthens your ability when the bigger life challenges come along, like the threat or apparent threat to your mother's survival is something that tends to stress a
most
person.
Most of us, yes.
Yes. And so, but if you're practiced, you are able to reel your mind back in. It started to run like a fish, and you were able to reel it back in and take control.
Yeah.
And that's really wonderful. And there was something else that you did that was brilliant. You were down there like it was your idea. Your life was going on one path, and then your mom had this incident, and she needed to be taken care of. Lots of times what happens is people go down to or go to be with a loved one, but it's begrudging.
And they victimize themselves that they have to. Rather than taking it as an opportunity to be there, they see it as an obligation that they're there rather than something that they would personally choose. And what you did, which was so brilliant, was to choose it as though it was your idea.
Yeah. That was great. You guys talk about totality and just being where you are, and I really was there. And I was also in touch with, my husband, and I had such great support, and but I was there. I was really totally there without any of that begrudging thoughts or nothing. Never once can I recall that coming into mind.
Well, Shai said it earlier, and I just want to circle back around to it, Ellen. You've really turned into an adult. Most people never fully grow up. They want their parents to keep being their mommy and daddy.
See, it's like a train, like a big old freight train climbing a hill. Most people do just enough work to get their locomotive over the top of the hill, and then they quit. And you used to do this. You'd go ahead, and then you'd fall back, and go ahead and fall back. But in the last year, Ellen, you've really gone for it in a way where the majority of the train is over the hill.
Wow.
And so now it's a downhill ride. You've gained enough momentum in your being present in your life that it's become a way of life.
And so if you take your foot off the gas, it's not really coasting. It's conserving energy for the next blast rather than I don't want to. And it's really lovely to see.
Yeah, it's really inspirational to see what's happened for you.
Well, thank you. And coming to your, attending your seminars and Monday nights, and really has been such a support and just.
Well, consistency is what's really helped. You didn't come to one Monday night and say, okay, I'll take a month off. You've come to every Monday night when you're in town.
And you drive from Connecticut. It's a commitment, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's easy. I used to complain about the trip, but now it's so lovely. the scenery.
That's right.
I mean,
but
I'm
then
there
you,
for
you
it.
You complain about everything, and now life is so lovely.
Oh, so you guys gave me a good segue in this last minute of the show to reinvite everybody to Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life with us at the end of this month. Ellen, thank you for calling in. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I reiterate what Shia said. Share the show with your friends. Like us on Facebook if you do. And thank you very much for being here today.
And
we'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.